Whenever you see a great and inspiring work of art, read a piece of classic literature or a beautiful poem, hear an extraordinary piece of music, or see a remarkable building or construction, you are witnessing the result of the superconscious in action. The law of superconscious activity, perhaps the most important mental law ever discovered, is this. Any thought, plan, goal, or idea held continuously in the conscious mind must inevitably be brought into reality by the superconscious mind. Just think, anything that you really want to be, have, or do is possible for you. If you can be absolutely clear about what it is and then access your superconscious mind on a regular basis, you will eventually achieve it. The only limits on what your superconscious mind can do for you are the limits that you place on your own mind and imagination. Your superconscious mind operates best when you are in a mental state of calm, confident, relaxed expectation. Whenever you practice relaxation and solitude, completely letting go of your cares and sit quietly or commune with nature, your superconscious mind begins to function. Whenever you go into the silence and listen to the still small voice within you, you begin to hear the whisperings of your superconscious mind. Your intuition is the equivalent of that supercomputer in the basement of your new home. This is your connection and your contact with the superconscious mind. Sometimes your intuition will speak to you so loudly in the silence that the idea or insight it brings will change your entire life. The Greek scientist Archimedes had a superconscious flash of inspiration about the displacement of objects while sitting in his bath. He became so excited that he leaped from the bath and ran naked through the streets of Athens shouting, "Eureka! Eureka!" which means, "I have found it" in Greek. This is how you often feel when you have a great idea or insight that solves a problem or moves you towards your goal. Your superconscious mind is stimulated by clear, written, specific goals, intensely desired, visualized regularly, and constantly worked towards. Whenever you relax, visualize, and emotionalize a specific result that you intensely desire, you stimulate your superconscious mind into giving you ideas and energy for goal attainment. Sometimes a superconscious inspiration can so energize and excite you that you'll be unable to sleep or think about anything else. In that case, you should sit down and write out every idea and detail that comes to you. This will often cleanse your mind and enable you to go back to sleep. The superconscious mind explains two phenomena that you experience regularly throughout your life, serendipity and synchronicity. The more you use your superconscious mind, the more often you will enjoy these two wonderful experiences. Serendipity is the process of making happy discoveries along the road of life. Whenever you have a clear goal that you visualize continually and that you are working toward each day, happy, unexpected events and experiences seem to occur in your life, each of which seems to help you to achieve your goals even faster. You might come across an article in a magazine, or someone mentions something to you that you didn't know before. You might even flip to a program on television that has exactly the idea or insight you need to solve a particular problem or answer a key question. You will often have a setback or temporary failure that turns out to be exactly the right thing to happen to you at that time. The interesting point is that if you look for something good in every situation, you will always seem to find it. The very attitude of expecting good things to happen to you seems to trigger their occurrence over and over again. If you calmly and confidently believe in the magic of serendipity, no matter what happens, you will have repeated serendipitous experiences that will help you to achieve your real goals in life. The second phenomenon that you will experience regularly is called synchronicity. Now, this is different from the law of cause and effect, the iron law of the universe, in a special way. The law of cause and effect says that everything happens for a specific reason, and that there is a traceable cause for every effect. With synchronicity, however, the only relationship between two events that occur simultaneously is the meaning that you give to these events by the goals that you have in different areas of your life. Here's an example. You set a goal to double your income, but the following week you either quit or get fired completely unexpectedly. This initially looks like a real setback, but the next day in conversation, a friend asks you if you've ever thought of working in a particular field. As it happens, you had read several articles about that field over the past year, and you thought about getting into it, but you didn't know how to go about it. You decide to investigate further, identify a growing company, interview for a job, start working. 1 year later, you find yourself earning twice as much as you were at your previous job and enjoying it more. You will notice that there was no direct cause and effect relationship between these separate events. They seem to be disconnected in time and space, but they had one thing in common. They helped you to achieve the real goal that you had set for yourself, which was to double your income. There are two ways for you to stimulate your superconscious mind into action. The first is for you to concentrate and work intensely on achieving your goal. Throw your whole heart into what you are doing. Think about it, talk about it, write it down, rewrite it, and review it every single day. Do everything that you can possibly think of that can help you to attain that goal. When you dedicate yourself to continuous, determined forward action toward the accomplishment of your goal, all sorts of serendipitous and synchronous events will happen to you and for you. People will emerge from unexpected places to help you. You will receive phone calls and offers of assistance. You will come across ideas and information that you would not have recognized before. You will have ideas and insights that move you even faster toward your goal. The second way to stimulate your superconscious mind is to relax completely and get your mind busy elsewhere. For example, when you go on vacation, you often become so busy doing other things that you don't think about your goals or problems at all. It seems that the more you can completely relax and let go, both mentally and physically, the more rapidly your superconscious mind will click into action and begin giving you the ideas and insights that you need. Sometimes it seems that the harder that you don't try, the faster your superconscious mind will work for you. You should try both methods on every goal. First, work with single-minded concentration on the goal. Commit 100% of your energies to solving the problem. Then, if you have still not experienced the breakthrough you desire, get your mind busy elsewhere. Take some time off. Go on vacation. Engage in physical exercise or go to a movie. Forget about it completely for a while. Then, at exactly the right time, your superconscious mind will function and the answer will appear. Your superconscious mind will bring you the exact answer that you need at exactly the right time for you. Therefore, when you receive a superconscious inspiration, you should take action immediately. Don't delay. This is often time-dated information. If you get an inner urge to take an action or make a phone call, move on it quickly. If you have a hunch about something, follow up on it. It seems that the very act of moving on a superconscious flash will trigger additional superconscious insights and inspirations that will help you. A superconscious idea or solution has three qualities. First, it will answer every aspect of the problem or give you everything you need to achieve your goal. The answer will be complete in every respect. Second, a superconscious solution will be a blinding flash of the obvious. A superconscious inspiration will feel natural, easy, and perfectly suitable to the situation. And third, a superconscious solution will give you a burst of happiness and excitement, even exhilaration. It'll be one of those shining moments that you remember for a long time. Whenever you get a superconscious solution, it will come accompanied by the energy, enthusiasm, and motivation you need to take action immediately. You'll have an irresistible desire to implement the solution right now. You'll want to stop everything else you are doing to take action. And you'll always be right. Your superconscious mind is the most powerful faculty you have. It is available and accessible to you at all times. You dial into your superconscious mind by being absolutely clear about what you want and then by calmly and confidently trusting that exactly the answer you need will come to you at exactly the time that you are ready for it. The more you relax and trust in this great power, the better and faster it will function. It's been said that men and women begin to become great when they begin to listen to their inner voices. When you make a regular habit of listening to your intuition and trusting your inner voice, you'll probably never make another mistake. By tapping into your superconscious mind, you begin to bring your whole life into harmony with this great universal power. You will achieve goal after goal and move forward faster and faster in everything you do. You will feel as though you are plugged into some kind of cosmic energy source that enables you to accomplish vastly more and with much less effort than ever before. Think back over your life and recall the times when your superconscious mind has worked for you. In the past, these experiences were random and haphazard. But by developing absolute clarity about your goals and by reviewing and visualizing them regularly, you can make this superconscious power work for you consistently and predictably all the days of your life. Now, here are three things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, select your most important goal, your major definite purpose, and visualize it clearly over and over with complete confidence that it will materialize at exactly the right time for you. Second, begin the daily practice of solitude and meditation. During this time, just let your mind relax and float from subject to subject until exactly the right answer to the right question pops into your mind. And third, make it a practice to take action on a superconscious idea as soon as it comes into your mind. Don't hesitate. Have complete faith that only the best can happen when you trust in this power.